Bruce Van Dyke along with Craig Adams, and joining us now in the studio we have with the superintendent of Elyria Schools. Well, I'll get to that. We don't want to hear the sound of that chair making all that noise over there. Superintendent of Schools for Elyria, Paul Rigda. Also Communications Director Amy Higgins joining us in this morning to talk about Issue 2. I know what Issue 2 is, by the way. It is not a tax increase.
It is not.
Because everywhere I see Issue 2, it says, it tells me what it is not.
That's perfect.
It worked, didn't it?
This is a different technique on promoting a school levy.
That's right.
And most people will think, not, that's okay. So that's kind of the angle, I guess, that you wanted to get across this time, right?
Not too subtle, huh?
No, it's not. But it was basically that. I just saw not.
It's not.
Which is different than no, by the way. We should
right. You don't get to vote not.
Right.
You have to vote no.
Right.
So
exactly.
It's not an increase.
But tell us what it is then, I guess. This is the opportunity for that part.
It is operating money. It's the kind of money that keeps our doors open. It keeps the lights on. It keeps our buildings warm. It pays our bills, paychecks. It just keeps our doors open. There's nothing fancy with this. This is a renewal. Some of these... levies that probably back in the 90s are put into this levy. This is a fairly large one, and we were worried about that because by combining all of these levies so people didn't have to vote as often, the number gets larger, but there's still no extra money at all out of anybody's pocket. There's not an increase. You may have noticed that, by the way. There's
yes.
no increase.
Right.
So this is simply a renewal. Please give us what you've been giving us so that we can operate. We kept our end of the deal up, I think. Our community told us they couldn't afford new money. We cut, and then we cut again, $6 million in 2 years, closed 5 buildings, 225 fewer positions in the last 6-7 years. We can't cut anymore. There's no more buildings to close. There's nothing else to cut. I know our staff is doing a wonderful job, but they're feeling the pinch of losing all of those people. But community said, we just can't give you any more right now, but our survey said they support us, they like what we're doing, they think we're transparent, but we need this renewal.
You talk about the staff. Of course, you have a lot of great teachers, but I've got to bring up the one we had on earlier today, Stacy Starr.
Oh, yes.
Who's in that nationwide competition with Live with Kelly and Michael.
Yes.
How about some thoughts on her?
Oh, well... I mean, Paul has known Stacy for years being in the special ed department, but Stacy's amazing, and it's been fun covering her over the last 9 years that I've been in this job. She's done so many out-of-the-box things for her kids to really make a difference and bring them along and give them support that they might not be getting elsewhere. And it's been unusual circumstances because her being... a female, she's mentored so many young men. And last year, she actually gave one of the first of her mentoring groups their diplomas at graduation. It was really an exciting thing. So she's so deserving of this honor.
School year is winding down. What's going on?
The school year classes winds down. You remind me of my family. It's the summertime, and they wonder why I'm going to work. I think they think
got
I got
nothing to do, right?
They think
the
I've got something going on the side. You know, like, hey, the schools are closed. Where are you going? Why are you going to work? Right now, we're getting ready for graduation. Of course, we've got the concert season on us. We've got our musical this weekend. There's a sense of close at this time of the year. There's a lot of excitement for seniors, of course. There's some anxiety in junior high school, middle school students. They'll be going up to the high school next year, and there's always a good excitement about that. But when the year winds down, I know our teachers and our staff are ready for rest this summer. Many of them go to college, though, and get their additional hours and renew their certificates. But like Cedar Point in the winter, I always tell people in the early spring, you got to get the buildings ready. You got to clean them up, paint them up, shine them up, strip the floors, empty the desks, clean out the locker areas. There's just a lot of work to do over the summer. Amy did a special with me, I don't know how many years ago now, 4 or 5 years.
Yes.
And it was on the road with the superintendent and all the things that happened in the summer. And we got really good response.
Oh, it was something. I don't think people realize the amount of work that goes into getting a school building ready from one summer or one season to the next, because every single desk comes out of every single classroom, every single rug comes out of every single classroom, every floor is scrubbed and stripped and waxed, and desks are clean, and there's just so much to it that really the summer months, I'm not sure how it all gets done.
Right. Yeah. Our
goes really fast.
It goes fast. It kind of, we feel a little cheated sometimes out of summer because we're so busy in the summer. And one would think, well, school's going to open when it gets late August, early September, and now it's really going to get busy. Actually, if we've done our job, that's actually a little bit of a breather for us.
Yes.
And now the teachers are back to do their thing again. So it's a cycle.
But over the next couple of days, you're focused on the levy that's on the ballot for next week.
We are.
Any special things planned or campaigning planned for this weekend?
Yes, this is a big weekend for us because we do our door-to-door canvassing. So we'll have people out there walking and distributing literature and talking with people. We've had really great momentum, though, with this campaign. We feel really good about where everybody stands. Have not had very much negative at all. Everybody's been very positive, but it is a big weekend, campaign weekend. We're also going to be having everybody over at the, anybody who'd like to come to the high school at the dining hall on election night for a kind of a watch party of the results. There'll be a little bit of food there, and you know, that's open to anybody who'd like to stop by. That starts at 7:30.
These guys are probably in bed.
What
time is your program? You got to get up so early. If you're up, come on down. Say hello to us.
We sacrificed 10 years of our life to do this job. our amount of sleep that we have is reduced to like less than normal authorized 8 hours.
I don't know how you do it. Sometimes I think you record it because I get up and I can hardly walk.
Sometimes
I don't want anybody.
Secrets out.
That's what I thought, because you can't be talking like that and funny, and it's just not right. It's dark outside, and I'm like, well, what's the matter with you guys?
One more for you. In Ohio, we've had early voting now past couple of years. Mm. Does that change how you campaign?
It does in a lot of elections. This particular election, early voting numbers are very low. We expect probably a low turnout for this election. But yes, it does change the cycle in terms of getting literature out and the timing of that. But this campaign, we've gone pretty steady with our steps and have been pretty active all the way through. But early voting had an impact in the opposite way for us this time, in the way of holding off on sending literature closer to the election because the numbers were so low.
Mm-hmm. Me now? Can I do that? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was just going to remind Superintendent Rigda that you'll have one less day to clean this summer because of the calamity days. Doing that this
summer. We are one more day. We were actually lucky compared to other school districts. We're doing two of the blizzard bag days. I don't know if you guys have covered
blizzard bags yet. I've heard that, but apparently what, teachers or the school give like assignments and they all take them home over the weekend or something and do it? Or
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. They have 2 weeks to do the work.
Just give them overnight. That's usually what happens, the day before they have to.
Well, you know how that goes. You have 2 weeks. Actually, see, you have 13 days to prepare for the night that you drive your parents crazy and run out to Drug Mart or some place like that to get
the
boards that are due and the poster board and a notebook. You need new pens and color.
Who's stealing my glue stick?
It goes something like that, right?
But that's just a thing that I guess the state requires, so that everybody kind of has equal amount of days, or at least participation in that.
Well,
too.
We got five, and then they confused us a little bit by saying we were going to get another four, but then you really didn't get those four until you went to nine, and that really
confused. Wait a
confused
minute, there's math going on here. Let's
that,
stop
that
right now.
That confused a lot
we
of
can
folks.
We can sort of be funny. We just can't add at this time.
it got confusing, but we're good.
Sounds
We're good.
Good. Well, again, issue two on the ballot now. It is not an increase, tax increase.
That's right.
The signs
That's
that you'll
right.
see everywhere. It's Paul Rigda, Superintendent of Leary Schools. Also, Amy Higgins, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.